لله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our eighth session for al-fiqh, Arabic lessons in fiqh for al-mustawa al-thani, second level of the Medina program. And this is the fifth topic that we have taken, that is sifat al-salah, the description of the prayer, in which we read initially, going through the description of prayer, brief description of the salat, in the first session. And last week we began to, translate and with some detail and some grammatical analysis and some discussion, some details of the discussion of the fiqh of the salat. We went a little bit more than halfway through it, and then we ran out of time. So, we were on page 14 at the top of the page. We finished the discussion or explanation of the first rak'ah. On the top of page 14 it says, هَذِهِ رَكَعَةٌ. This is a rak'ah. That's what we stopped at. But just to quickly review what we covered last week, we want to read quickly through this, okay? So let's just try to read quickly without... If you go back and check the recording, you'll see that I said at the end, I said hadhihi raka'atun. This is one raka'ah. The first word, the first two words of top of page 14. I had stopped before that. Then I looked and I realized it was near the end of the raka'ah, so I just read until we finished the raka'ah. Okay, but in any case, no problem. We have to go over it anyway, but just quickly, we want to go over the first page that we covered last week. So somebody read. Let's read quickly and translate without the fiqh discussion, just the translation. Now, he said, Yanwi as-salat. He makes intention for salat. That's the first thing that we're going to do in the description of prayer, is Yanwi as-salat. Now, يستقبل القبلة, meaning
he faces the direction of
Mecca. نعم.
يستوي قائما, he stands upright.
نعم. يستوي قائما, he stands upright. نعم. Read again.
Okay. يرفع يديه حدوى منكبيه أو إلى فروع أذنيه ويكبر.
نعم. Okay. نعم, go ahead.
He raises both his hands up to the level of his shoulders, or إلى فرمه أذنيه, or to the tips, or
نعم.
To the border of his ears. And he says, Allahu Akbar.
نعم. يرفع يديه. He raises his two hands, dual, right? حذو منكبيه, up to the level of his shoulders, of his two shoulders. أو إلى فروع أذنيه, or to the tips or the edges of his two ears. ويكبر, and he declares takbir, that is saying Allahu Akbar. Okay, somebody else read. Somebody else read. Nasir. Fatah. Naam. Yadah with daad. Yadahu yadahu with dal. Yadahu yadahu al yumna. He places his right hand ala yadihi al yusra, upon his left hand, ala sadri, upon the chest. Right hand on the left hand, and both of them upon the chest. Naam, read again. Nasir.
Yakra. يقرأ دعاء الاستفهام مثل
استفتاحي
الاستفتاحي مثل أن يقول سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك
نعم يقرأ دعاء يقرأ he reads دعاء الاستفتاحي. What is the meaning دعاء استفتاحي؟ Yeah, the supplication for of the opening supplication. يقرأ he recites the opening supplication. مثل for example like أن يقول that he says سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. What is the meaning سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك؟ يعني it means I declare you, O Allah, to be free of imperfections. وَبِحَمْدِكَ and to be worthy of all praise. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ and blessed be your name. وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ and highly exalted is your majesty. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ and there's nothing that deserves to be worship other than you. غَيْرُكَ other than you. No, you say something like this. This is one of the things that you can say. This one supplication. Yani, he's saying, يَقْرَأُ دُعَى الْإِسْتِفْتَاحِ مِثْلَ Yani, you recite an opening supplication like this one, يعني أن تقول أن يقول يعني like a person who says سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك or other than that from what has been authentically narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many supplications that have been narrated authentically, right? طيب, نعم. Somebody else read. نعم, yes.
يقرأ سورة الفاتحة وسورة أقرأ
أخرى والضمة
أخرى أو ما تيسر منها.
نعم يقرأ سورة الفاتحة meaning he reads or recites the chapter of the opening وسورة أخرى. What's the meaning of سورة أخرى وسورة and another chapter أو ما تيسر منها or what is easy from it from what from what from another surah. Not what is easy from Al-Fatiha. What is easy from another surah. Naam. Okay, read again. Yukabbiru. يكبروا he says الله أكبر ويرفع يديه and he raises his two hands ويركعوا and he bows in bowing position ويقول and he says سبحان ربي العظيم ثلاثا يعني I declare my Lord the majestic the magnificent the supreme I declare him to be free from imperfections يعني سبحان means to declare Allah to be free from imperfections three times سبحان ربي العظيم. The first part, Subhana, means أُسَبِّحُ I declare him to be free from imperfections. And it's a declaration of Allah being free from imperfections. Now, يُكَبِّرُ he says Allahu Akbar وَيَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ he raises his two hands meaning up to the shoulders or ears وَيَرْكَعُ and he bows bowing position وَيَقُولُ and he says سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي الْعَظِيمِ my Rabb the Magnificent is free from all imperfections. He says this three times. Okay, somebody else read. Number five. I mean the next sentence. In Amphaz. لِمَن نعم يقوم he stands up يعني meaning rise up from from ruku', from bowing. وَيَرَفَعُ يَدَيْهِ, and he raises his two hands. وَيَقُولُ, and he says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, يعني Allah, سَمِعَ, Allah listens, hears. Literally it means he listens or hears, but the intended meaning of it is Allah responds to. Allah answers. Yani what is intended by سَمِعَ? Allah doesn't just hear, He responds to what you when you call on Him. He said, call on me, I will answer you. So the meaning here is سَمِعَ Allah doesn't just mean Allah hears. No, it means Allah answers. Allah responds to the one who praises Him. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, the one who, li, to who, men, whoever, حَمِدَهُ, praises Him. Allah hears, listens, and responds to whoever praises Him. And then we say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Some narrations say, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ, without wow. The wow here is extra. It's narrated from the Prophet like that, with this extra word, and it gives extra meaning. يعني رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, يعني the meaning of, O Allah, You are our Rabb, and the praise all belongs to You. These are two separate statements. يعني ربنا, the meaning of it is, يعني اللهم أنت ربنا ولك الحمد, and to You belong all of the praise. Next sentence. Abdul Karim. نعم, يكبر means what? He says, Allahu Akbar. ويسجد, he prostrates. يعني he says Allahu Akbar, and then after he says Allahu Akbar, he finished saying Allahu Akbar, and then he prostrates, as it came in an authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani the word, instead of wow, the word is used thumma, meaning after he said Allahu Akbar, then he prostrated, and he says, yani while he's in prostration, wa yaqulu subhana rabbiyal a'la, O my Lord, the Most High, I declare You to be free of any imperfections, shortcomings, faults, defects. ثلاثاً, three times. Next sentence. Abdul Halim. نعم, يكبروا ويجلسوا, يعني he says Allahu Akbar, and then he sits, meaning he sits up from the prostration position. He sits up, ويقول, and he says, رب اغفر لي, O my Rabb, forgive me, O my love, my Rabb, forgive me, and he repeats this expression as long as he likes. يعني not only saying it two times, but many times. Rabbi Firli. But the hadith doesn't say two times, but people assume that because the wording is mentioned twice, they assume that it means two times. But the scholars of Sunnah say that this is not, it doesn't mean two times. It means that he was repeating it several times. Yani?
But it says between the rakatan,
between two prostrations, between sajdatain. And this is one of the supplications that's recited. Now,
this description is like the other one where he cuts there and then he sits up.
No, not here. This is, yani, that is when the person is going to prostration and when they're standing up for the next rak'ah. When they're standing for the next rak'ah, yani, you should say Allahu Akbar and then stand. Now, I don't know if anybody received, I sent the email. Okay, I sent the email with this hadith concerning this matter. Yani concerning what? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing, he said Allahu Akbar and then prostrated after he finished saying Allahu Akbar. And when he was sitting, after the end of the first rak'ah, he would say Allahu Akbar and then he would stand. In any case, after this, right? Next line, somebody read.
Yukabbiru wa yasjudu thaniyatan wa yaqulu
Naam yukabbiru, he says Allahu Akbar. Wa yasjudu, he prostrates. Thaniyatan, meaning yani sajdatan thaniyatan, a second prostration. Wa yaqulu, with dhamma instead of fatha, and he says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, yani my Lord the Most High, I declare you to be free of any imperfections. Thalathan, meaning three times. Next line, somebody read. Abdul Karim. Naam yukabbiru wa yakumu lirraka'ati athaniyati. And he says Allahu Akbar wa yakumu, and he stands up. Lirraka'ati athaniyati, for the second rak'ah. He stands up for the second rak'ah. And then on page 14 it says hadihi rak'atun. This is one rak'ah. Yani this is one complete rak'ah. This is where we left off last week. Let's read from here. وَيُصَلِّي الرَّكَعَةَ الثَّانِيَةَ كَمَا صَلَّى الْأُولَى. وَيُصَلِّي, he prays الرَّكَعَةَ الثَّانِيَةَ, the second rak'ah. الرَّكَعَة, الرَّكَعَة here is what? In terms of إعراب, Mafulun bi. Mafulun bi mansub. The sign that is mansub is fatha. Athaniyata is what? A naat. Describing a raka. The thani is also mansub. Kama salla al-ula. Just as he prayed the first one. He prays the second raka. Kama. Just like what he prayed. Yani the way he prayed. Al-ula. Al-ula is the feminine of? Al-awwal. Al-awwal. Al-ula. Yani, it is describing what? Al-raka'ah. Yani, kama salla al-raka'ah al-ula. Yani, al-ula is a not describing raka'ah, which is not mentioned here. Okay, it's mahzuf. But it's meaning al-ula means the first raka'ah. Yani, what's understood is that he said what? Yusalli al-raka'ata al-thaniyata kama salla al-raka'ah al-ula. But raka'ah is understood here, we just said al-ula. Okay, so he prays the second rak'ah in the same way as he prayed the first, meaning the first rak'ah. وَبَعْدَ السَّجْدَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ يَجْلِسُ لِلتَّشَاهُدِ لِلتَّشَاهُدِ. يعني بَعْدَ السَّجْدَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. What is the meaning? After the second prostration, يَجْلِسُ لِلتَّشَاهُدِ, he sits for the tashahud. Tashahud. Okay? Tashahud. Yani with shadda on the ha. It's not tashahud. As we say in English, tashahud. No, it's tashahud. With two ha. Tashahud. Tayyib? وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, after the sitting for tashahud, بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, after that, يُسَلِّمُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ. Then he يُسَلِّمُ, meaning he says Assalamu alaikum. عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, from his right. وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ, and from his left. فَيَقُولُ, and he says specifically Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, meaning the peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah. And again, here, 2 points that we want to make. The last thing here at this end of the description of the salat, he said, and he prays the second rak'ah like the first one, and then after the second prostration of the second rak'ah, he sits for tashahud, meaning the whole of what is recited, tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat, until he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, to the end of all of that, that's all of the tashahud, as Al-Imam al-Shafi'i said, that these two supplications, Tahiyyatu lillahi and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, that they are inseparable. This is the tashahud in its totality. These are not two different things. Rather, they are all counted as tashahud. Imam Shafi rahimahullah said, whoever recites one of them without the other, it is incomplete. He said this in Al-Umm, in his book, Al-Umm. وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يُسَلِّمُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. Then he gives salams, يعني saying assalamu alaykum to the right, and then to the left, saying specifically, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And in some of the narrations of the hadith, يعني the Prophet ﷺ said more than that. He said what? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it has been narrated authentically from the Prophet ﷺ. What is most common is that he said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right, and assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the left. But in some narrations it's mentioned that he said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right, and to the left he said assalamu alaykum without rahmatullah. And also in some of the narrations is mentioned that he said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to the right, three supplications, and to the left assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, only two. And what is more commonly mentioned is that he said two words of supplication to the right and to the left, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah and assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And all of this is permissible. And Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah mentioned sifat as-salat, a fourth description of the taslim, and that is that he only made one taslim.
To the right.
Yeah, in any case, these are different descriptions of the ending of the prayer that have been narrated authentically. All of them are permissible. Whoever does any one of them, then it is legitimate. Whoever does all of them, from time to time, one or another, this is the best. Okay, after this, he says, هَذَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ الثُّنَائِيَّةِ الثُّنَائِيَّةِ يعني الثُّنَائِي is from ثَانِي or إِثْنَان, and the meaning of it here is the salat الثُّنَائِيَّةِ means the salat that is composed of two raka. الثُّنَائِيَّة يعني it's composed of two raka. That's how the prayer would be in the salat that's composed of two raka. يعني we have a full description of the first raka, and then we said وَيُصَلِّ رَكَعَ الثَّانِيَة كَمَا صَلَّى الْأُولَى. And then he performs the second raka in the same way he performs the first. And after the second prostration, he sits for tashahud, and then he makes taslim to the right and to the left. This is a description of a two raka prayer. هذا في صلاة الثنائية. يعني the prayer that only has two raka. أما في غيرها, as far as in other than that one, other than the one that has two raka, meaning the prayer that has three raka or four raka and so on like that, in other types of prayer other than ثنائية, فيقوم بعد التشاهد ليتم الصلاة. So then what? فيقوم. Then he stands up. After the تشاهد, the whole تشاهد, he stands up ليتم الصلاة. To what? To complete the rest of the salat, the third rak'ah or the fourth rak'ah, whatever is remaining. Stands up to complete what is remaining. Yani yutimma is from atamma yutimmu. Atamma yutimmu. Atamma yutimmu. Now.
So in this case, what you're saying, in reality, you really make the whole, like you say, everything is considered one.
Tashahud is one, yeah. He recited the whole of it. Now,
so in the second, even though he's making going to the third,
he still recites the whole of it. The whole tashahud. Now,
yeah. But in the situation of saying this, the part that we call half the tashahud.
No.
Is that invalid?
Well, the first part of the tashahud.
Is that invalid?
We don't say it's invalid. It's not. We don't say it's invalid because some scholars, this is their view of only reciting that. But what is more correct is that he recited the whole of it. And there are evidences for it.
Yeah.
Sheikh Bashur Hassan Salman, one of the students of Sheikh Al-Albani, in his book, Al-Tawdih, what is it? Al-Akhtar. I can't even remember the title at the moment. But anyway, in that book, he mentions some discussion concerning the issue in detail. Some evidence and proof concerning the recitation of the whole of the tashahud, even in the first sitting for tashahud, not just in the last sitting. Anyway, there's a difference of opinion about this. The scholars of the past and present differ about it. So if a person does either one, it's okay. But what is more complete and perfect and closer to the sunnah in terms of the evidence is that he recited both of them. Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't get time, then, I mean, that's no blame on you, inshallah.
Yeah,
Al Qawl Al Mubeen. The name of the book is Al Qawl Al Mubeen fi Akhta Al Musallin. The clear, decisive statement concerning the mistakes of the people in prayer, the Musallin. Now, in any case, in that book, he describes it in some detail and he gives reference and evidences proving this particular point. And from amongst the scholars who held this view is Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. هذا في الصلاة الثنائي أما في غيرها. As far as in other prayers, يعني that's not only two rak'ah, then he would stand up after the tashahud to complete the salat. يعني whatever rak'ah remain. وَيُصَلِّي كَمَا صَلَّى فِي الرَّكَعَتَيْنِ الْأُولَيَيْنِ الْأُولَيَيْنِ. That's a dual, right? الْأُولَيَيْنِ. يعني in الأولى you have ألف مكسورة. That ألف مكسورة became يا أولى ييني دول مثنى. ويصلي كما صلى في ركعة في الركعتين. So he prays just as he prayed in الركعتين, the two ركعة. Which two ركعة? الأولى ييني, the first two ركعة. ثم جلس للتشاهد الأخيري. Then he sat للتشاهد الأخيري, for the last تشاهد. يعني the last تشاهد would either be in the third rak'ah if it's Maghrib or three rak'ah prayer, or in the fourth rak'ah if it was like Dhuhr or Asr or Isha. يعني then he sits for the تشاهد, the last تشاهد, the final تشاهد, meaning in the third rak'ah of a three rak'ah prayer or the fourth rak'ah of a four rak'ah prayer. في نهاية الصلاة, in the end of the prayer, the last tashahud in the end of the prayer, either in the third or fourth rak'ah, depending on which kind of prayer it was, other than the two rak'ah prayer. وبعد قراءة التشاهد, and after the reading or recitation of the tashahud, يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he makes supplication, salat, upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم يتعوذ بالله. ثم يتعوذ بالله. يعني here, by the way, يعني the opinion of the writer here is the تشاهد, the first part of تشاهد, يعني is separate, and then he's saying, and even though in the original description he said تشاهد, he didn't mention the rest of the تشاهد, but here he's mentioning them separately. He's saying بعد قراءة التشاهد يصلي على النبي. So he's saying اللهم صل على النبي على محمد وعلى آل محمد. He's saying this is يعني after the تشاهد. So it's as though he's saying the تشاهد يعني is التحيات, and that يعني الصلاة على النبي is separate. It's as though he's saying that, although in the original description he said you recite يعني you sit for التشاهد. He doesn't say anything about الصلاة على النبي. So it's like he's having two different opinions here. In any case, what is more correct is that what is called at-tashahud includes as-salat ala nabi, that some people call the dua Ibrahimiyya, yani Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. This is also part of the tashahud. That is what is more correct. Imam Shafi, as I said, mentions specifically that these are inseparable, they are part of one another, and they are not, yani, one of them should not be left out, yani, sufficing just with only one of them. بعد قراءة التشاهد يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يتعوذ بالله. ثم, after the تشاهد and صلاة على النبي, يتعوذ, يعني تعوذ, يتعوذ means what? To seek refuge in Allah, to seek refuge with Allah. يتعوذ بالله, seek refuge with Allah, من عذاب جهنم, from four things. من عذاب جهنم, من from what? The punishment of the hellfire. ومن عذاب القبر, and from the punishment in the grave. ومن فتنة المحيا ومماتي, and from the trials of life, يعني the trials during lifetime and trials at the time of death. فتنة المحيا ومماتي. And the fourth thing, من فتنة المسيح الدجالي. from the trials of the Antichrist, Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal, the false Masih. So these are a number of things, right? In the end, in the last sitting, there's the recitation of Tashahud, and as he mentions it here separately, Salat ala Nabi, and then there's seeking refuge from the four matters. Some of the scholars say that this seeking refuge from these four matters is obligatory, is wajib in the Salat. And whoever doesn't do it, then they have, the Salat is defective. Some scholars say that it's mustahab. In any case, there's no doubt that it's important, even if you hold the view that it's not obligatory. It's certainly very, very important. And a person should not leave it off just casually, as though it's not important, taking it lightly. But rather, it's very important to seek refuge from these four things. And then finally, the last matter, ثُمَّ يَدَعُوا بِمَا شَاءَ ثُمَّ يُسَلِّمُوا عَلَى يَمِينِهِ وَيَسَارِهِ. After seeking refuge from these four things, then the person may supplicate. يَدَعُوا ثُمَّ يَدَعُوا بِمَا شَاءَ, with whatever he or she wills. Whatever you want to supplicate for, from your own self. ثُمَّ يُسَلِّمُوا عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, and then he recites the salams, salutation on the right side, وَيَسَارِهِ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ, the left side to the right and to the left, according to what we mentioned earlier, in any one of those ways that are narrated authentically. Now, any question about what we discussed today in terms of the second rak'ah and the remaining rak'ah in 3 and 4 rak'ah prayer, and the tashahud and salat ala nabi, and seeking refuge from four matters, and supplicating with whatever you desire to supplicate with, and then taslim to the right and the left, that is what was more common from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taslim to the right and to the left. Now, that's what's more common. Now,
yata'awwadu,
the waw is shadda in it? Huh?
That verb,
yata'awwadu,
waw
is shadda in it? Shadda, naam, shadda.
Thousand
sunnah?
It says, you read the index, and they give you dua for protection of the job. Turn the page and it says, you make you dua for protection of the job. And doesn't tell you the.
I don't remember. I haven't read the book in a while, but there's no doubt that it might refer to this supplication, and it has various wordings. But it might more, it could also be referring to anything else that is legislated in the Sunnah to seek refuge from Dajjal. It's not clear to me what they are actually referring there to. If they're referring to this, one of these supplications that mentions seeking refuge from Dajjal, if they're referring to something else, Allahu A'lam. I don't remember at the moment. We have to go back and look. And see if there's some context that it came in. What context did it come under? He narrated that statement under, in what context? That may make it more clear. Did he narrate it under the sunnahs of Yawmul Jumu'ah? Did he narrate it under something related to Salat in the end of the prayer, or something else? And I don't remember. Anyway, we'll try to look back at it, inshallah. Okay, after this, Naam. Let's see you.
From their past, things is coming to their head. While they used to do bad things, now they started doing good things. What to do? I couldn't answer.
Things come to their head? You mean they remember?
Yeah, remember.
Bad things they used to do in the past?
Yeah.
What can they do? Make dua, seek refuge in Allah. That Allah remove that from them. And if they have abandoned those things, and they're not doing those anymore, but it's coming to their mind, then it's something that's inside the conscience of the person. The person remembers. It's not unusual for a person to remember the evil that they have done before. Rather, this might be something good. The more you remember it, the more you realize that you have to repent to Allah and make up for it. That's a reminder to you. Yani one brother said he was very, very sick, and he thought that he was dying, and he tried to remember some of his good deeds, but all he could remember was the sins that he committed. He said all he could remember was the sins that he was committed. And he said that in the, after that experience, it made him realize how lightly we take our sins, but how serious they really are. It will all be there on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So we should not take it lightly and forget about it. As though if you forget that you did it, it won't be in the record because you forgot. No, it will be there. وَوَجَدُوا مَعَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find what they have done present in the book. As Allah mentions in, I think in Surah Al-Kahf. They will find what they have done present. It will not be absent just because we have forgotten it. Naam, constantly seek forgiveness. Constantly turn to Allah in repentance. Constantly try to do good deeds to remove the evil deeds. And a person should be constantly doing this. Because otherwise we forgot a lot of things that we did last week. Forget about last month and last year. We forgot. So it's as though if we forgot, it's not there anymore. No, it's still there. Unless we do something to expiate for it. Okay, let's try to finish. We have a few minutes remaining. Sighat al-Tashahud. This is the end of this chapter. Sighat al-Tashahud. Yani meaning the wording for the tashahud. And we talked about tashahud, but we didn't look at the wording, okay? So here he gives us one paragraph which contains the wording for tashahud and also the wording for salat ala nabi. And what some people call dua ibrahimiyya. Okay, so at-tahiyyatu yani wa shaddu on the ya. At-tahiyyatu لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ وَالشَّدُّ عَنْ دِيَا طَيِّبَاتُ يعني التَّحِيَّاتُ لِلَّهِ means التَّعْظِيمَات يعني that words of glorification belong to Allah. يعني it doesn't mean greetings like how are you and stuff like that. No, it means التَّعْظِيمَات يعني words of glorification and exaltation of Allah. It all, التحيات, it belongs to Allah. والصلوات, and the prayers, والطيبات, and good things, yani good speech, good actions, good characteristics belong to Allah. The best characteristics and actions and descriptions, it all belongs to Allah. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. All of this belongs to Allah. السلام عليك أيها النبي. Means the peace be upon you, O Prophet. In some of the narrations, it's mentioned, and some of the scholars said that this, yani, this wording is, yani, abrogated by the, what the, some of the Sahaba, they used to say, instead of this, after the passing of the Prophet, they used to say, As-salamu ala nabi. As-salamu ala nabi. But the Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, said, that it is not abrogated. Rather, it is permissible to recite either way, As-salamu ala nabi, or As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, yani it's permissible, and it was done, yani even after his death that they recited like this. And the other wording, As-salamu ala nabi, wasn't only recited after his death, rather he taught Aisha radiallahu anhu, yani radiallahu anha, he taught her, yani this wording, As-salamu ala nabi, while he was living, and it's narrated authentically. So this is not just a wording that came after his death, rather, many of the Sahaba used to recite it like this after his death, but he taught it to Aisha, radiallahu anha, while he was living. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. The narrations concerning this report in Sifat al-Salat by Shaykh al-Albani, including what I just said about him teaching Aisha, is mentioned in Sifat al-Salat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Peace be upon you, O Prophet. Warahmatullahi, and the mercy of Allah, wa barakatuhu, and his blessings. Assalamu alayna, the peace be upon us, wa ala ibadillahi salihin, and upon the ibad, ibadillah means the worshippers of Allah, and as salihin is a not describing the ibad, Yani ibad, yani is the man'ut, and the love of the Jalala is mudafun ilayhi, and as-salihin is not describing the ibad, ibad being the plural of abd, or plural of abid, abid, yani a worshipper, ibad, ibadillahi, ala, peace be upon us and upon the righteous servants, worshippers of Allah. And this is a tremendous supplication, as some of the scholars said, that here you have every Muslim in the earth who's praying, saying, yani supplicating for you, if you qualify to be included in the ibadillahi salihin. That means if a person is a worshipper of Allah who's trying to do righteousness, trying to worship Allah and be obedient to Allah, when this supplication is recited by any Muslim in the world, in the earth, every time they recite it, you will be included. But you have to fulfill those conditions. You have to be from the ibadullah wa salihun. So that is a tall order, but it's something to strive for. Whoever knows this great affair, that every Muslim in the earth will be praying for you, you will strive for it. It's not a light matter. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there's no ilah. La ilaha la ma'abud bihaqqin. There's nothing that deserves to be worshipped, that has the right to be worshipped, illallah, except Allah. And la ilaha is negation of worship to other than Allah, and illallah, except Allah, is affirmation of the worship for Allah alone. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul, yani his worshipper and his messenger. Then they said, Sighatu as-salati ala nabi, yani the wording of the salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli. This is one of the narrations. There are a number of narrations that are authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for salat ala nabi, and this is one of them. Allahumma salli, yani oh Allah salli. This is a fi'l amra, yani meaning here it doesn't mean command, it means request, right? Because the fi'l amr is used for requesting also, not just commanding. Depends on who is giving the who is saying this, right? Who's using the fi'l amr. If the fi'l amr is from the one who has authority, then it's a command. If it's from the one who's under authority, then it's a request, right? So this is a request. Allahumma salli. Meaning like it's as though we are saying, oh Allah, yani salli ala Muhammadin, yani praise, yani as Abu Aliyah, yani Imam Bukhari mentions in Sahih, Abu Aliyah from amongst the Salaf, he said that the meaning of Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin means athana, yani praise of Allah for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the yani angels, praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the angels, Allah praising the Prophet Muhammad amongst the angels. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, and also upon the Ali, the family or followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahima, in the same way that you have yani granted the salat upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa ala alihi wa ala ali Ibrahim, and also upon the family and followers of Ibrahim. Innaka hamidum majid, indeed you, O Allah, innaka yani kahia meaning what? Anta innaka hamidun, the one that is worthy of praise, majidun, majestic or yani glorified. For you, yani indeed you are the one who is praiseworthy and glorified or magnified. Okay, and then it says, Wabarik ala Muhammadin, some of the narration said, repeating the word Allahumma. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Yani, oh Allah, yani bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family and followers of Muhammad. And barak here means, barakah means what? Kathratu al-khayr. Kathratu khayr. Meaning increase, yani the khayr upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his followers. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, in the same way that you have increased the khayr of barakah upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family and followers of Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid, indeed, and note that there's a printing error here. Ala Ali Ibrahimen, yani with tanween, it should be a single vowel. Yani, and in terms of i'rab, yani Ala is a harf jar, and Ali is ism majroor, and Ibrahim is mudafun ilayhi majroor. يعني وعلامة جره the sign that is مجرور is what فتحة لماذا ممنوع من الصرف ممنوع من الصرف نعم يعني على حرف جاء آلي اسم مجرور إبراهيم مضاف إليه مجرور مضاف إليه مجرور but it has secondary sign for جر here because it's from the words that are ممنوع من الصرف the sign that is مجرور is فتحة نيابة عن كسرة إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ Indeed, you are the one who is praiseworthy and glorified or majestic. And one note here, there's a long discussion concerning the word Ali, yani Ali Muhammad wa Ali Ibrahim. And we just want to note that some people try to use this word yani, and claim that it means the family of the Prophet ﷺ, when in fact, yani, it includes his followers, not just his family. And this is yani a deviation from some people who want to limit yani this supplication to a limited number of people yani because of their deviant orientation. So they don't want to include yani the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, some of the scholars said yani that how can we ask for salat and barakah upon the Prophet Muhammad like that which is upon Ibrahim when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is afdal min al-anbiya kullim. He's afdal than all the other prophets. So why are we asking for salat on him like what's on Ibrahim when he is yani greater than all the other prophets? And some of the scholars said there are many answers they gave. From amongst the clearest of them is that the Ali Ibrahim yani includes the prophets who are from his followers, prophets who came after Ibrahim. That means all the prophets between Ibrahim and the Prophet Muhammad are included in yani Ali Ibrahim, and therefore all of that yani which is given to Ibrahim and the prophets who came after him, we're asking for the like of all of that to be given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the end of the time that we have. So we're going to stop here. Next week, inshallah, we're going to do the exercises for this lesson. So please prepare yourself for the exercises by doing them for homework. Because when we come, we got a lot of exercises to do. We're going to do those exercises in the next class. All those questions related to the description of the salat and the various aspects of the salat, and yani some grammatical exercises also concerning past tense of some verbs and plurals of other words. So please try to look at those exercises before you come to class. Naam, Faiz.
He's talking before the last line.
Page 13, before the last line. Yeah, it's a mistake. وَيَقُولُ Instead of fatha, it should be dhamma. It's a printing mistake. يُكَبِّرُ And in page 13, next to the last line, يُكَبِّرُ وَيَسْجُدُ ثَانِيَةً ويقول ويقولوا يعني with dhamma. نعم. There's a fatha there. It should be dhamma. Alright, so please try to read through this description and try to write out as much as you can of the answers to the questions on page 15 or the exercise on page 15 and what remains on page 16. And next week, inshallah, if we finish the exercises, we're going to do the sixth topic, which is Sifatu Salat Alal Mayyit, yani the description of prayer upon the deceased. Inshallah, in the next class, if we finish the exercise, we're going to go to the next topic, number 6. So please try to preview it before you come to class. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.